the Misunderstood Podcast,
where we broadcast our unpopular opinions to the world.
Say, I hope y'all ready. I'm gonna cut it in. Hope y'all ready. Period. Okay, so if you can't tell, I'm tipsy. So we sat
here. We got a special guest.
Oh, yes.
This don't we is... look like her? Don't we? Do we look like sisters?
Get close.
So we have a special guest.
Why are all eyes crying?
Because we faded.
Okay. Okay, just look regular.
Oh, my Lassie and mom.
Period.
So, y'all, we have our little sister, Darielle. She's making her... This is your first, like, appearance on the podcast, right?
How you feel about that?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I feel good, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Oh my God. So let's get into the topic. Genesis got a topic for us.
Okay, guys. Like, I'm probably gonna have to edit this a lot. But listen.
Oh, we can check in with them. That's a filler.
Do y'all be getting your ass hit? I'm gonna take that out.
Okay, so before we get into the topic,
you nasty.
Yeah. So what does bleaching it do? Is it a one time?
Well, you know, just make it lighter, because you know, as black women, our skin oxidizes when we shave and stuff.
Got it.
So when you wax, it oxidizes less, but you know, when it rub up against each other, like, that's why in our underarms and like our bikini areas and in our butt cheeks, that's why I'd be a little bit darker. I don't think it's ugly, it's, though,
right? Well, when I get the money,
but it just oxidizes.
I'm gonna get all my pubic hairs laser off.
Yes, the less you shave, the less you irritate the skin, the less it oxidizes. So that's why that's why people wax and get it laser.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to getting the bleach.
Yeah,
bleach it, make it all the same color or lighter. I don't know. It was cute. Is that cute? If you like opened up,
you know what's weird is, I mean, you have to edit this stuff out. So we're going to get into the topic. As you can tell by the title, we are going to be talking about
Sex. All right, so, but no, seriously, so we were having a nice conversation. I'm very tipsy.
Yeah.
This is Bruce Wayne, my son from a previous relationship. I won custody, which is good. But, yeah, so, like, as a woman, do you think that men enjoy sex better or women enjoy sex better? Like, who do you think enjoy them more?
We'll let Jarielle start off. Our guest. Who do you think enjoys it more?
Well, more so, I guess the men, because they're the ones putting it in, and now they can do kind of what they want, and they just do it for them. Which is not always...
I would say men too, only because of the biology of a man. I feel like Isn't it like the nerves in the penis is like, because ain't a lot of veins in it, so like the nerve in the penis is so sensitive, they feel everything, like everything feels good to them. But for us, you have to get to the clitoris, basically, for the most part,
or the G-spot,
the lips can be sensitive too. But if the guy's really if the guy's is really not like seeking to please you, women can really not get that much out of it, you know what I'm saying? So I think overall men enjoy it better because of that, because no matter what, you touch it, you lick it, you sit on it, it's gonna feel good to them.
Not sit on it. I don't know. I enjoy sex quite a lot.
Right.
I think I'm hypersensitive.
You think women enjoy it more than men?
I think if you find somebody who is doing it right, it's a possibility. Because I think women are almost just as sensitive. Like, think about it without being too gross. And also Dario's here. Think about, like, when a man, like, hits, like, a certain spot. Like, your G-spot, for an example. Mm-hmm. That is, like, you get super, like, to the touch. Like, anything else after that is just, like... you are just, like... I can't explain it without sounding nasty, like filthy, but you hit that spot, you get like super sensitive, like anything else after that is just like whole body sensory.
Right.
Think if you find somebody who knows what they're doing, I don't think men, unless they be freaky like that, because fortunately or unfortunately, men's G-spot is in their rectum. So unless they freaky like that, right. I don't think men get to enjoy that part.
I know
that if you hit that, that's it. I'll be in. I'll be like,
right, yeah.
I get those feelings too.
I think I definitely enjoy it, but I see more pleasure in the person's face. You ever just look at their face?
No.
And I'd be like, yeah, they really enjoying this.
I hate to look face to face. I think face to face is too intimate. I want to do that on my wedding night only.
You've never looked at somebody?
I mean, yeah, but I didn't want to. That's uncomfortable. Because I feel like sex and making love are two different things.
Okay.
And well, I would rather have a lot
Okay, so that's open the floor for sex and making love. So what's the difference? Please explain it to us.
I feel like it's very, like, I guess sex can be, like, soul tying too. But I feel like when people are trying to make love to you, it is way more, like, intimate. Like, it's a lot of, like, touching and caressing and looking me straight in my eyes. And that is a lot. Like, that's a lot of, like, soul intimate stuff. Because you don't. Sex is not always intimacy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It is so much stuff past sex, or even when you're having sex, that doesn't mean that you have intimacy with that person.
With them, right.
It means that you fucking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would say I've had a lot of sex.
Right.
I'm not trying to make love to these niggas.
Right.
Seriously.
But have you made, so you've obviously made love, though?
Before. I mean, not on purpose, y'all. I'm not trying to.
So when you make love, do you fall in love then, or are you already in love?
I don't know.
Have to already be in love.
I don't think. For me, I think I would fall in love with a person outside of sex.
Okay.
I think sex is just like,
and then the making love is part of being in love with somebody.
Yeah, I think that comes, and I guess you can. I guess when you're trying to be like intimate with a person, I guess it's when you try to do all that slow sensual stuff like that, but. Yeah, I'm not trying to make love. I'm trying to get these cheeks clapped.
I don't know. I hate to even say that. I've been in love with a person and it was definitely going down, but I don't know if it was like ever a time where it was so intimate or intense where I felt like I was making love.
I have made love. I take that back. I'm not even gonna play that dude out. I have before in my life. I was in love. So
I feel like I hope to have that with my husband or partner if that happens.
Because it feels a little bit different.
So what do you gotta like? So you gotta like, what is making love like?
I think it's when like two people, I feel like that's when the sex gets so on the same page. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always have to be slow, or like, you know how the movies do it with the Luther Vandross.
It's always Luther. This is always
Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
But,
or Marvin Gaye. I'm just feeling hurt.
No, I think it's when y'all were both so on the same page with the sexual experience. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always mean you're looking directly into the eyes. But
right.
It's a lot of missionary style positions going on. And
right.
It's just a lot of like.
Right.
Just on the same vibration.
I ain't even gonna lie. Now that you're saying that, this is gonna be funny, y'all. But I just need to say it. So, it was a guy that I was with where we did get to a point in our relationship where I really felt like when we would have sex, it was like this, just this like intense like connection, like kind of spiritual thing. But to be fair, I was always high. Like when we was having sex. So
You probably were on a spiritual.
Yeah, like I'm being honest. Like high. I used to smoke back then. I don't smoke no more. So back then you chime in, Daria, what you think?
What's the question?
I be forgetting y'all. My baby sister.
She is the
love of my life.
I am like an 18-year-old.
She's but in you college. Are 18, yes.
The one of the loves of the one of the many loves of my life, actually. I love all my siblings. Not equally. But I wouldn't I would never rank y'all.
So would you all rather go a year without having sex or a year without your cell phone?
What am I cell phone? Ooh, I'm nasty. I'm sorry.
Oh, you would go without your cell phone for a year? I think I could go a year. I've been longer than a year without sex, so I think I could go the year.
So y'all mean to tell me y'all really need your cell phone?
Yeah.
And then like have a dry year?
Girl, I got kids. That's kids. I'm grown. I need my phone.
That's addiction. That's what that is.
But I need my phone because I'm an adult and
you can have a house phone. What else do you need your phone for?
Well, my job.
They can call you on your house phone.
I'm not always at home.
Okay, now get a car phone.
So I'm just
Lasagna, where are you going? Where are you going?
So what about my kids? What if somebody need an emergency happens and they need to call me about LJ?
You got a beeper.
I am a grown up. I have a kid. I need my phone. So I would just have to do without sex.
I'm sorry. You right. This is my son right here. This is Bruce Wayne. I know where he is most of the time. I'm not gonna lie. Fuck my phone. Completely. I will throw it away. And they were just like, yeah, bro, like
wow.
Well, I don't need it.
What?
Write me letters.
Oh yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, the
2 or 3 days later.
The phone will have to go?
No.
Oh.
She was like, nah,
fuck
that shit.
Yeah, I'm not letting my phone go. And I guess that's a very telling about how addicted we are to our phones too.
Or how addicted I am to sex. You could really interpret it either way.
Right.
I just feel like I've always wanted to do this anyway. I might make a video about it. I mean, you have to think about, I mean, we're in a different day and age now, but 15 years ago, cell phones were not as important as they are right now in your life. As many mistakes as our parents made and all, we still literally grew up to be, I mean, fine individuals. So I don't personally think that a cell phone is going to make or break my lifestyle.
Okay. I mean, that's true too.
I can get a little house phone. And I'll be a cool bitch with a beeper. I'll bring beepers back. Like, call me, beep me if you want to reach me on my house phone.
What's that?
Can't pass the phone. People gonna be mad if you can't text me. Somebody probably gonna be like,
yeah,
bitch, like, where the fuck you at? And I'll never get the text.
And see, I'm more of a texter than the like talking on the phone. Even though I'll do it if I like you, but I'll prefer to text. So I would be sad.
I'm a verbal texter. I don't even text back. You have to call me to get
the worst. Anyway. Yes.
And sometimes if you call me, I might not answer. Yeah. So,
but Genesis is better to reach. You need to call Genesis.
If it's important, you need to call me, because if you text me, I'll read it and absorb the information for myself and be like, oh, that's good, and just go on about my day.
You treat text like emails.
I'll be like, that was a nice bit of information that you gave me there. Thank you. I will see you on Thursday. And I never like confirm anything.
I am dead.
I'll like it.
We'll take that. That's just how some people are too. Some people really treat it like an email.
I feel like it's so informal. I think that's just my personality though. I think in my heart of hearts I'm passionate and like stuff like that. And it is the most informal way to communicate with somebody. And it's the easiest way for things to be misinterpreted. I've never liked to text, because you say, bitch, where you at? And somebody be like, oh, so now I'm a bitch. And you like, right. Oh, I mean like bitch, like friend. Or right. You be like, hey. And somebody be like, oh, she texts me with hey is with with five wives. That's just how I speak. So
right.
They're like, ooh, she wants the dick.
And people
so,
really be texting how they talk.
And I do that too.
And that's another way to get confused.
I talk so. And Jari and Josh can attest, I talk so much that I cannot type how I want to say. So if I do text you, I just text them randomly. They did not ask for this. Yeah, my Rotten Tomatoes review of Jupiter Ascending, it was like 8 paragraphs because I couldn't contact them on the phone. So I typed my whole thing as I was speaking to them. And that's why I don't text, because I want to tell you.
Right.
And I can't type it the way I want to say it, so.
Alright.
But, yeah, so, I guess, right in the sand, text or call, where we at? Right. I'm obviously on call.
I'm on text. I would rather somebody text me. I would text you back and forth, because texting don't really interrupt your day. Like stopping to talk on the phone. And I only talk on the phone to people that I like. Want to. If it's anybody else, I'll be looking at the phone like, why are they calling me?
I'm sorry.
And definitely, definitely if we on FaceTime in turn. Well, honestly, I only FaceTime my sisters and the guy that I, and whatever guy I'm talking to. But if you the guy that I'm talking to, you can't just FaceTime me randomly. Like, we gotta set the FaceTime up. Like don't just FaceTime me, because I'm be like, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta know, like,
I
look cute and all that for the FaceTime. Only my sisters, only Jariel, Genesis, and Spring can randomly FaceTime me, and I'll answer it right then and there.
I don't even,
because I be at work. Me, Genesis, and Spring be in random times in our lives, and Jariel be popping in sometimes. We be in random times in our lives, and we'll FaceTime
hit you at,
each other.
We'll hit you at a smooth 2:30 knowing you at work. Hey,
you be sad.
You like running outside. What you doing?
Yeah, them. That's it. Only my sisters.
That is true. I don't.
And I only talk on the phone to my some friends. I have a couple friends that I talk on the phone to. When I do talk to them, we'll have like a good little conversation. And then my family.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm a firm caller. I don't text.
I'm a texter.
If you text me, I promise you, you got to treat that like the postal system. You 3 to 5 business days for me to reply.
Right.
Don't let it be a weekend and I'm in here binge watching something. I won't talk to you.
And you really don't. What are you? I think, are you a texter? I'm just speaking for you. I don't even know.
I mean, I am what you need me to be.
Oh, okay. I feel like when I text Jariel, I get a response. I will get a response if I call her too, but I don't even be calling Jariel too much. It's more text with us, and you be responding to me. So
she'll be responding to me like that. I'm lying. I'm 100% lying. I know Barbara's not here. That's my mother. Barbara is not either of those things. I don't know
why my mama has a phone. I
put this on mostly everything I love, including her. I do not know why she has a phone. She doesn't need one. You cannot contact her. This is the only time my mama calls me, honestly. Right at 11:35 when she gets on her break at her night shift job. And she might call me again on her other break at like 2 something. And this is the conversation. It's machinery in the background.
I mean, it be-
hello! Genesis! Hello, mama. Hello, can I? Genesis! What was that movie that we watched that one time 8 years ago? Huh? Remember?
And it be the machinery in the background where you can't hear.
Mama, what? Remember! I can't hear you, mama. Absolutely, I can't hear you. Yeah, that movie that we watched 8 years ago. What was the name of it? It's a song from there I want to listen to right now. At work at this moment. And that's the only time my mother calls me. And you can call her or text her. Mama's horrible at texting, and she's fucking weird. She'll send you pictures of Serenity, which is my niece. She'll send you random pictures of Serenity.
She never sent me a picture of Serenity.
I'm finna show you my phone.
She
right
just
now.
Sent me pictures of herself.
Cause she weird.
Also, I just have a question. Y'all know I'm a Barb. Been a Barb. Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday album celebrated its 10-year anniversary.
Oh, girl!
And so I was like listening to Pink Friday, yeah. And they don't even know I'm going to turn it on after this podcast.
I didn't know that.
I was listening to Pink Friday all day yesterday, y'all. Like, I even went out on a date and I made him listen to Pink Friday, like, the whole time.
He's a simp.
So, how do y'all feel about... Because I know y'all know about the album Pink Friday. Like, that's one of my top albums. It's up there. How do y'all feel about it making 10 years?
I mean, years? I love... before I turned, like... I don't know, how old was I? I was a really big Nicki Minaj fan when I was younger. Like, like I asked mama to put the pink in my hair. And she was like, oh yeah, because that's really girly and age appropriate. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
Girl, I went to summer camp like.
The whole time you was a bar.
Yeah. Doing this, like, yeah. Sneaky bitch. But yeah, I love Nicki Minaj. I was a diehard fan when I was younger. I was a Barb when I guess once you're a Barb, you're still a Barb, but
yeah,
I love all her stuff now, but I'm just not that invested into celebrity life anymore. I don't care for it, but
right,
yeah, I think that's really great.
I know, she's been out for over 10 years, but her first debut album
Pink Friday
is
10
year anniversary. That
my
is crazy.
Favorite, what's y'all favorite song from Pink Friday?
That's the thing. Let me see. Okay,
I'm gonna put look, let me make it easier. I'm not gonna trick nobody. I'm gonna pull up the album.
Okay.
So we can see the songs, so we can be fair.
Yes, we can reminisce.
Ooh, girl, look. Yo. Hey, yo. What,
I can never pronounce that word on the Trump, on the one of the Trump posters. The P word right under it.
Pants?
Pants.
Jury, yeah.
My pants.
That's the vice president. Like, it's not just a word. Yeah. That's not just a random word. They're not like, oh, Trump.
Trump Pence.
Oh, like, I didn't
Vice
know
President
that.
Mike Pence.
He's not a vice president anymore.
Yeah, they're out. Trump is going down so sad.
You know what I think was funny, though? It's like nobody ever, like, put, like, respect on Donald Trump's name. But, like, through the whole candidacy, they always address Joe Biden as Vice President Biden. Mm-hmm. He was not the vice president anymore. You literally don't... No offense
really
to Biden,
did.
But they never not address him as like Vice President Biden, as if he was the sitting vice president.
Right.
Like Mike Pence was not the literal sitting VP.
Yeah, because I would think they would say former vice president.
No.
But they never did.
They
he was always
like,
vice president
they were Biden. Vice president.
Do you keep that title after you're done?
I don't think so. We don't just go like, nobody ever goes like, President Obama, I've never heard him spoken in the news after his presidency
right.
as like President Obama.
Well, Joe Biden said he spent, because he's been in politics for a long time now. Since he was 29, probably before then. Now that man is 78. You better put some respect on his name.
He's 78?
Yes.
Y'all, we gotta do better, okay? Listen.
Next
time.
We got
Kamala
in there. She gonna,
yes.
She gonna help out. She gonna even it out.
Is she black?
Yeah,
she's
a woman of color.
Yeah,
I saw a really funny thing on the Shade Room with Joe Biden. JT shared it on her Instagram, and you know the Shade Room share everything. Joe Biden was tweeted like, "Everybody deserves to get a COVID test," and then he put period. And see, JT was like, "City boy, Joe."
Okay, so I put up the Pink Friday album.
Okay,
so I'm the best.
I'm the best.
Doing it. Rumma's Revenge.
Oh, that is.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
Do y'all know the lyrics?
Of course.
I'm not dancing. I ain't Aladdin.
So far,
I heard these bumps is lagging.
See me in a new thing, bumps is scared.
I'm starting to feel like another dragon.
I got another dragon. But this was still in the time when my mama was big on like everything was demonic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Nicki Minaj had like
gosh, yes.
a split personality.
Yeah.
So, this was another big thing with my mama too. Not only were we not allowed to read Harry Potter, she was not really a big Nicki Minaj fan when I was
right.
younger.
Because Nicki did give off them Illuminati vibes, but they don't even do that stuff no more. Like, they don't even talk about the Illuminati no more.
Yeah, she was very Illuminati vibes.
When Beyonce finally addressed it and she said, y'all corny with that Illuminati mess, we really stopped hearing about it.
Y'all really are simps for Beyonce, like.
Yeah, she really got y'all Illuminati people shook.
Okay, Did It On Them is another classic.
That is probably my favorite.
I say that sometimes on the way to anywhere. I can be on my way to Starbucks trying to get some coffee, and I'll be like, Shit It On Them. Like,
yes,
just because I can't. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
and then my favorite lyric, because Nicki Minaj was not, she did not hold bar. She said, all you bitches is my sons, and I'm gonna get some bibs for them. Little pretty lids on them. If I had a, I will pull it out and
piss on them.
Let me shake it off. I was like, I want to be like her when I grow up. Like, I love that song. So yeah, that might be one of my favorites.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, Fly. Fly was with Rihanna. Fly, it's not featuring Rihanna, which kind of makes me live. Yeah, that's kind of shady.
They're not cool though, are they? They not really like friends, like industry friends.
Okay, but she was on a song.
Like, right. Like, they used to seem like they were cool, but who knows?
Rihanna is in her own lane. I love her.
She is.
So, but Fly was, I'm not gonna lie, that wasn't my favorite one. I did not even know
it
was
on. They did a video for it too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It wasn't my favorite ones. I forgot it was on the album, actually. Yeah. That is how non-important that song was. Okay. That's old. Save Me, what low-key used to be my anthem. No. It wasn't that one. It wasn't that one, but I love that song.
Yeah, this time. Yeah, Nicki Minaj. Something.
Her and Drake really be singing, and we really allowed them to sing all our lives when they didn't have no vocals. All right, yeah. So nobody ever told them ever that they couldn't sing, and I think that's funny.
And they just. And they like Nicki Minaj be on songs with Ariana Grande singing.
And nobody ever was like, Nicki, like, don't do nothing. No.
Like, you have a singer on there with you, girl.
She don't even know, and it's no shade to Nicki though, for real, because I get your hustle and whatever,
right?
Because sometimes it's not about the vocals, it's just about the music, right?
Yeah,
like when Cardi B was singing Care For Me, she just said that it was her song, that's just how she wanted to present it, which is fair. But we're not gonna sit here and say that you're a singer, because we know
exactly.
You're
not. Exactly. I think Nicki and Drake uses their voices as a instrument.
Yes, that's
so great. That's what they be doing.
Mama for hard. Life was another classic.
Oh, I love that song.
That was the anthem.
She killed Moments for Life.
When was
that song makes you feel, if you have any accomplishment, big or small, you lose 1 pound, you need to play Moments for Life.
Stop with the stars.
Like, that is such a, like, accomplishment. I succeeded. I love that song.
Okay.
And her acting in the beginning of the video.
Very okay. Check it out. With Will I Am. I really like that song too.
I love that. That's where Safari was in the background dancing.
And we didn't know they were dating for how long?
He was really getting it in the background.
Nicki Minaj could never dance, y'all. She showed us so early that she did not have no moves. Right. And now we're all confused that when she be shaking her butt and it don't move, like, that's okay. You didn't dance because you didn't have to. And now everybody fucking twerking.
Right.
Blazing.
I like Blazing.
That's my favorite one. When I was younger, I learned how to rap Nicki's whole verse, and really? I thought I was.
Can you rap all of that?
Okay. I really can. You want me to do it?
Yes.
Play the song.
Can you be a little bit?
Okay. Remember Chanel,
they
y'all?
Did not give her no love.
Why did they do her like that? She just wanted to sing.
Right. Chanel.
She
didn't get a lot of love.
Remember, she was in Young Money, but they never. She was like a Tyga of the group, but like worse.
Right, because Tyga actually...
He had to really like...
No, I feel like he don't get enough credit. I feel like when we talk about Young Money, we always just say Nicki and Drake. I think it's Nicki, Drake, and Tyga.
Because, no, this is why. They did not... You can obviously see that Nicki and Drake were like the favorite kids. Tyga was like a step kid. Like, you can eat because they're eating too, but you could tell very much that he had to try a lot harder to promote
but
himself.
He was putting out some bops.
He was putting out bops.
And he brought the California.
He tried. He
vibes.
Definitely had to do more. Because now when you see Tyga, honestly, I don't think Young Money when I see Tyga.
Well, Tyga is on OnlyFans now, so I feel like. If you are
Cardi
OnlyFans,
B is too. Cardi B is too. She's doing background stuff though. But
what is no shade to Cardi B, because I like her and I don't like her. Like, I'll critique her, but I'll big her up. Other than WAP in her brand deals, what is she doing? I can see her being on OnlyFans. She's not really currently popping.
If
right
you're
now.
Gonna capital, if I could capitalize off OnlyFans without
Chris
showing
Brown
no WAP,
OnlyFans now.
Chris Brown is toxic.
I ain't gonna lie. If it was showing some stuff, depending on what the content was, I would want to see.
Speaking of OnlyFans,
what do you see Chris Brown?
I don't want to pay for it.
No, it was so funny. Once, remember when Tory Lanez first shot Meg, everybody was comparing Chris Brown to him for like a whole day. And I guess Chris Brown had enough, and he was like, y'all keep my name out of like stuff and blah blah blah. So he did a whole long paragraph, and then he was like, anybody that got a problem with it can sit on my dick. And all the girls in the comments was like, well, what about that last part?
I got an issue.
They was like, but about that last part, I don't know if he really realized what he was trying to say, but nobody was offended because they was like, well, yeah, I am trying to do that last part. You know what? So.
Yeah, that wasn't a good like paragraph. Like, I mean, so you mean I just have to have a problem with you?
And right.
You know, I have. Let me show you my resume. Let's do this.
Chris Brown is not like, he's never been the most good looking person to me. He really don't look that great now, but he's so sexy. Like, he got, he literally got what Rihanna got. He got like this aura about him that's
first of all, Rihanna fine. Don't
get what she is, but she also is very alluring and got this kind of aura that draws people in. Chris Brown got the same thing. Like, he's sexy. It's just something about him. Even though he's not the best looking to me, he's sexy. Like,
Chris Brown is sexy.
I would probably be so like nervous around him. Like, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm awkward around anybody anyway, but I would I will take anybody up on that offer. Not anybody, Chris Brown.
Sorry. Okay.
And yourself up maybe.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. We ain't even got topic. Did we get through the songs? Nicki had an iconic album.
Oh, I think that was it.
Right.
Yeah, that was all the
she
songs.
She had an iconic album.
So I would say my favorite, I'm gonna pick, there a lot of these are my favorites, but I if I had to pick like one singular one, I would have to say that Did It On Them is more of my like bad bitch alter ego. I feel like I relate heavily to every verse in that song. I'll be like saying it to people, like I'll be,
we're gonna turn up to it afterwards. I would agree. I feel like all the songs are iconic, but I still currently listen to Did It On Them and like in playlists, like, you know, you got your hype playlist. That's always gonna be in there somewhere.
Speaking of music, did y'all hear Body by Megan Thee Stallion?
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I'm gonna show you like 2 seconds of the
video. You ain't say Body by Megan Thee Stallion?
And my phone's gonna die.
Her album is good. I like her and the baby's new song.
Yeah, if you just wanna do that because you see my phone will die.
Body, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy. How do phones look like that? My stuff big and small. Am I asking the right question? That's your shit right there.
That's your shit. Me softly. Okay. I don't know what the face
down. It's like giving me softly the baby.
All right. She got out.
No in between.
Okay.
Go ahead. You just go, buddy. My face is down.
It was the visuals for me.
She made me want to get in shape. Yes. Just the other night, I was like, oh shit.
This song is gonna be so hype. Oh, and on TikTok.
After I watched Your Body, y'all, I felt like I was like, oh, I'm a dancer. This is for me. I got some fishnet in the closet. Okay. And if y'all see me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, or Snapchat twerking my thick body ass, don't ask no questions. That's all I'm gonna say.
Maybe I'll learn how to dance.
You know, me and Jariel learned how to do the homecoming dance, the Salon de Beyonce dance.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How long did it take y'all to learn it?
Like a day. No, was it a day or a few hours? I
don't know. Jariel can dance. Y'all, Jariel can really dance. You can too, Genesis.
I have rhythm.
You have rhythm.
It is a big difference.
Jariel and Serenity be really like professional.
No. Serenity be like,
okay.
You like looking like I didn't even, like, you just feel offended. Like, I didn't know this was a dance.
I have this little person.
No, Serenity can dance. Jariel can dance too. I think, you know what I think? Mm-mm. No, listen. You know, like the same thing with chefs. Like, some people can not cook. Some people can follow a recipe.
A recipe.
And then some people, and I think I fall into this category, I don't think I'm a chef by any means. If I learn how to do it, I'll know how to do it again.
Right.
But if you ask me to cook a steak, it's probably going to be nasty. I've never fucking cooked a steak. And then you just have, no. Because people fucking, apparently, because I'm black, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. I thought that steak was only supposed to be well done. A few years ago, I found out that that is the worst way to make a steak. So if I served you steak, before I knew that, it would have just been the best of my abilities as a the culinary genius that I am. And then some people are like natural chefs. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it is with dancers too. I think Serenity, my niece, is a dancer. Yes. I think Jariel is one of those people who can pick up choreography easily. Right. I think I can learn a dance and I will know how to do that dance forever. Right. But I can't freestyle for you. It's going to be bad. Right. It's going to be a lot of
titty twerking. And I can't do none of the above.
And Latanya cannot twerk.
I just have a big butt.
To save her life. But my goal this next year is to show Latanya how to twerk. Jariel also can't twerk that well either. And you know what's funny about that? Between the three of us.
But if I drink, I will be twerking.
My butt is not the... not the like the roundest and the fattest. They really got it working over here, and I learned how to twerk by sitting on people's faces though. I'm gonna edit that out. Okay, that's all I learned to twerk.
Yeah. So, because I feel like we've been talking for a minute.
We have.
Before we get out of here, y'all. Before we leave this podcast of randomness, we are going to get into our icebreaker, and I had it. Hold on one second.
Bro, if you go outside at any time, you'll find little crack bags. This is ghetto. What do you mean?
This is a one gotta go, y'all. So one gotta go. Starbucks, Amazon, Target, or Chick-fil-A.
All of it. Starbucks. All of it. I don't care for any of it.
What? I guess I am really bougie.
Chick-fil-A is racist.
I was struggling. I was like, okay, I go to Starbucks basically daily.
Okay, that's true.
I live by Target now. So I go to Target basically daily now too. And that's why my money is, because I used to stay by the family dollar. Now I stay by a Target. And it's just like, I be going there.
That is true. Your money do hit different when you go, when you leave out the dollar store than when you leave out of Walmart. You think you're a wealthy bitch in the dollar store.
What?
$100.98 things. You go to Target with the same $100. You can leave out with three things.
Exactly.
And sadness.
Right, but tears. I feel like I have better quality stuff at my house now compared to when I stayed by the family dollar.
I don't know. I feel like it's how you style it.
Right. And then Amazon.
I'm sorry.
Amazon, I be on Amazon Prime watching my shows, and I have Audible, which is through Amazon, and that's, I'm on that daily, and LJ's new tablet is through Amazon.
And you eat at the racist
Chick-fil-A. So Chick-fil-A has to go.
They're racist.
Well, I like Chick-fil-A though. I like the racism. I like the racism chicken sandwich.
I will say, this might be a Midwestern.
Chick-fil-A gonna go for me, but that's really sad that they gotta go.
Us. I look tanner than you today. Anyway, I would say Chick-fil-A is racist, but before I knew they were racist, that's not like, that's a very southern thing. I don't, Jario is southern though at this point. I wouldn't call you not southern, girl.
You think so?
Say that there and where. Just say all three of them in a sentence.
No.
Like five times fast. No. One time I called Dario a few years ago. And she was telling me about her eyebrow. And she was like, yeah, that there right there. I was like.
Yeah, Dario is a little country. But not
a little. No, she talks like Michael.
Girl.
I am not country. I do not claim that. I just live here.
You are not country.
I'm not country. I think if
you and Spring don't have no country accent.
If no, but if I'm not here and I'm talking, I think to other people I would sound country.
A little country.
Because somebody told me like, oh, you country, because I said like something ain't da, 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 and it was like, oh, I ain't never. No, he said something like, this dude was like, oh, I would have bought all of your bumper. And I said, I ain't never heard no stuff like that. And he said, I ain't never. I was like, okay, that was,
oh, okay.
That's kind of country. But
you don't got it bad like us.
No.
You still maintain your Chicagoan accent.
But also, I didn't go to, I went to the 2 years of high school. Remember, I was in Rhode Island for another 2 years. So.
Oh, so you went back. Because ain't Rhode Island up north?
That's up north. So yeah. I don't feel like I was here enough consecutively to absorb it like Jariel.
Yeah, Jariel definitely.
Jariel was
what about Josh?
If No, I don't hear it, but also Josh is like soft spoken.
Right.
So wouldn't hear it.
It's so funny if I said Josh don't have an accent, but
no. He could just tell you he's from anywhere.
He just talking. Yeah, he really he just
be like, yeah man, I'm from Utah. You'd be like, okay. Sure. Oh, I don't know. God. Josh could tell you he's from anywhere. I would believe
him. You right. Well, not a foreign country, but
I don't know. He don't. Oh.
Oh my god.
Chick-fil-A is racist, is what I'm trying to get to.
Chick-fil-A publicly endorses the police. And we really stand the line, still be all the way down the street. And okay. They be like, Blue Lives Matter.
Yes! But there, no. Here's the thing.
And I be in that long line.
Here's the thing with Chick-fil-A for me. Because, like, my point was, I did not, like, grow up from, like, young in the South. I was already a teenager when I got here. Y'all care about chicken and biscuits and tea more than I think a person should. Seriously.
Those are staples.
I've never seen more biscuit places. I've never seen people drink more iced tea in my life. And I've never seen lines to get chicken from places. Like, it's scary. But, I never care for Chick-fil-A. I think it's dry. I don't care for it. What? The service is top tier. So nice though.
The service is top tier.
I went there one time and this lady came up to me three times to refill my water. She was a janitor. I promise you. And I was like,
bro, why you let a janitor fill your cup?
She wanted to do it. She was like, she was so nice. I don't know what to do. And they were playing, he loves. I was like, oh, y'all really like Christian races. White Christian, like wraparound fence. Like,
yes, they are like openly talk against gay people, but have
plantation races.
Gay.
But like, I understand 100% people who go to Chick-fil-A for the food and the service. I get it. I don't.
The waffle fries is good.
Waffle fries are amazing. But like, to me, I just don't. I never. It wasn't anything for me to like be like, nah, fuck Chick-fil-A. I don't like it that much in the first place.
Right.
I would pay money to have that service though.
Yes.
Just around my house.
They need to give training to have.
I don't know what they're
in McDonald's.
And cookout. And you ever been to cookout? They know they are good.
So rude.
You ever, this is them. I swear to God. And I go to cookout not once a week because I don't want y'all to know how fat I am. But let's say once every 2 weeks. Can I have all my stuff? Yeah. Order's completely wrong. The fries are not Cajun.
Completely wrong.
Fries are not Cajun. Four hush puppies.
No cheese that you asked for.
Can I have some honey mustard? And you just catch it right away. And I swear to God, I didn't do that.
Right.
And you go back.
Right, you go back.
If it was anywhere else, you would not go back. But cookout, you go back.
And they lines be down the street sometimes too,
yes.
Especially at nighttime.
So
they are so rude, and they will mess your food up. Cause you know the thing about Chick-fil-A is they don't even have nothing computerized like that. Like, if you ever notice, do you ever see your stuff on the screen?
No, they have the.
You
really,
just tell them.
They got the nice dude outside chasing after your car in line, taking your fucking order. It's crazy. I don't know what the training system is, but the dude is just like, yeah, pull up for me. And he's like sprinting
exactly.
With you, taking your order. I don't get it.
Okay, I got a question.
The service is
Since
great.
Y'all both were born here, what is y'all's favorite restaurant in North Carolina? That or favorite, like, cause you know, like North Carolina has Cheerwine and it's not a lot of places or Sheets or like, what about like the South or North Carolina that y'all really like, or a few things.
I like Sheets. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I've
Sheets
been,
is top tier.
I've been places. Sheets, if y'all don't know, if y'all are the Chicago or Midwestern people, Sheets is like, I guess it's a gas station, but
it's so nice.
It's like so much more.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
A 24-hour restaurant too. Like, when even when cookout closed and the Waffle House closed, you can go get some food from Sheets.
Yeah, I think Sheets is like Chick-fil-A, but just they sell gas. So
right.
I love Sheets. I don't even like, if I see a Sheets and even if the gas is more expensive, I'll go there.
Mm-hmm. Cause
it's just such a overwhelm. It's just like a nice experience.
Right, but the sheets that's by my house is hood.
No, that is the hood. I go to every Sheetz except for that one. I will go to the other by Market. Yes. I'll go to that Sheetz because hers is hood.
I lived in Thomasville, like all of the Sheetz in Thomasville was so nice and clean, and the coffee people be clean. If they be having a coffee person, it's just clean as fire. The Sheetz by the place, the house I live at, not be homeless people. No offense to homeless people, it'd be a lot of homeless people where I live at now. And it's a nice neighborhood, so the homeless people be, them homeless people be at every door post their Sheetz.
That is, you know
and
what?
And then when you get inside, the floor be greasy from the food on that side. All of the stuff in the places be dirty and out of order and unorganized. And I just be like.
Not every Sheetz can be a great Sheetz, but.
I just be walking out sometimes, like I can't even do this.
Sheetz is just, I guess we would say it's like an upgraded gas station, but they don't call themselves a gas station.
Mm-mm. Like it's, what do they call it?
I don't know, but like Sheetz is, you're not really supposed to say like gas station, you just say Sheetz. Mm-hmm. So anytime I'm like out of town, like I will say like I miss seeing the Sheetz, because like I know it doesn't matter where I'm stopping at and getting gas, like I'm like, okay, I know Sheetz is good, we're gonna get really nice bathrooms, they're gonna have food,
it's just Sheetz.
They gonna have gas, mm-hmm. we're gonna have a good time.
It's like a truck stop.
Yes,
but it's a chain of them.
I would say Sheetz is something that I didn't experience till I got here. Being in the Midwest, I've never seen a gas station be nice. I don't know, like, it's just your
choice. I hate the gas stations in Chicago.
Every gas station in Chicago is like a corner store.
Yeah,
like, they're not supposed to be, like of service to the people. Like, what do you want?
And nobody's ever nice. Chips. Yes, like, nobody's
unless
ever
unless they
nice.
Trying to have sex with you. like, shorty, I'll pay for your food. Like,
I'd be low-key scared of every gas station when I be out there. I ain't gonna lie.
I wasn't scared when I lived there, but I don't know if I'll be comfortable going back. So, Sheetz. I like Sheetz. And I really never experienced, like, fast food like cookout until I got here.
Okay.
It's because it's really like a, it's still all the same greasy bad stuff for you, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But cookout is so like, it makes me feel more like a barbecue, or y'all call it a cookout out here, but it's more like that kind of food that you would get there,
right,
than like McDonald's and Wendy's, which is just, yeah, I feel like it tastes fake.
Exactly.
So cookout really tastes like real food, like real burgers, real
fries.
That's
a good point.
Why I love cookout, because it tastes like real food, but it's still fast food. It's still just as bad for you, but it tastes real. So,
right. Speaking of cookout, y'all remember that night that you got engaged? But we can edit that part out.
You gonna trigger me?
Genesis was lit. So me and Darielle decided to get lit with her when we got back home.
I have videos of that.
We got cookout that night, and it was, Genesis was turned up to like 1,000 that night, and we was hyping her up. We did not stop her at all, but as soon as our cookout came, we was quiet and we just sat there. Ain't nothing like drinking.
Wait, did we all get cookout? Did I have some?
The thing is, me and Darielle got cookout, and you kept saying you didn't want nothing because you had went out to dinner. But once the food came, we both split our food with you.
I don't remember any of that.
I was gone. That was the only quiet moment, y'all. We sat there for 20 minutes and was just eating the cookout quietly.
That is cool. I didn't
and
know
then
that
as
about
soon
that
as Genesis, as soon as the food was gone, Genesis got back turned up.
I was doing a lot.
Darielle did nothing to stop her.
I saw the video, and I just heard like, no, don't do it. And I took it was a big bottle of vodka, and I took a big gulp. It wasn't just like a little... Because, you know, once you're at the point of blacked out, you don't taste alcohol, or you don't know what you're doing. So, when you get to that point of when you don't taste liquor,
right,
you can keep going.
What was we doing that night? We did something. Oh, you know
what? That was 4th of July.
I went to the, I went to the hookah bar with Michael and Tay. Remember, I went to the hookah bar with Michael and Tay.
You was there with
Michael
pulled
a gun out on
him. Oh, a lot happened that day.
Yeah, that was a we got a crazy might be going on. So
sadly, I got proposed to, and then I told him no the next day, like a good person.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm gonna be quiet.
What else do y'all like?
I like Biscuit Bill's breakfast, but I don't get it.
Biscuit Bill was good.
I don't get it all the time. That's another thing that it's not. That way, I would say those are three things, staples of North Carolina, that I enjoy that I didn't get in the Midwest.
Do y'all like Bojangles?
I don't care for Bojangles.
Oh, okay. I like their seasoned fries. And they spicy chicken.
I think y'all have so many biscuit and chicken places that, like, if y'all only had one, like, I don't think it will make a difference. They're all kind of doing the same thing. No, Bowl Rounds are delicious. Let me not flex.
Yes, Bowl Rounds.
Those
are good.
They're not hash. They really are Bowl Rounds because they don't even, they taste like heartier.
They are so good.
They're like a meal by themselves.
And the Bowberry biscuits. Do y'all like those?
I don't have those.
Those are so good. Yeah, get you a Bowberry biscuit.
I don't eat that much. I try not to eat that much fast food, but if I do, I'm simple. I go to Cookout.
Yeah, LJ likes Bojangles. Oh, like, Mom, I want biscuits.
I haven't had this in years, but Sanibel's is really good.
Ooh, you're going to make me get Sanibel's.
Do y'all want to go?
I'm just saying. It's closed now. Well,
a day.
It might not be closed. Ooh, might not close to 10. Saying.
Those are some of the best hush pad in my life.
What?
Bug fly open the camera.
It closed at 9. Oh, we missed it. Well, hold on. Oh no, it's open until 10.
Are y'all
go to Sanibel?
So this is the rest of the video.
That's it, y'all. This was a bunch of randomness. Jarielle just popped up and we didn't know she was coming, so it was random. So we were giving y'all a random podcast. Thank you, Jarielle, for joining us.
Oh,
and
yeah, no problem.
Follow us on all of our social media platforms, Genesis Nesbitt, Latanya Yarber, and subscribe to us on all streaming platforms.
Yes.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Right.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at @misunderstood_podcast. We'll be back next week with another video.
And if this post gets 45 likes, I will post a video showing Latanya how to twerk. No, I might join that.
I need to learn.
I'm a flash, y'all.
Okay.
No, that's kind of gross.
I don't think you should do that.
I will say thank you if it gets 45 likes. Bye, y'all.